creationists? Are they unfit to be doctors? Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible Upholding Ministry of Answers in Genesis.
Well, some of our evolutionist opponents do say some rather ugly things about those of us who believe in the biblical account of creation. And for example, a college professor in Texas indicated that creationists are unfit to be medical doctors. Now, his school, Texas Tech University, even supported him. On the school's website, he said he won't give letters of recommendation to any student entering medical school unless they first believe humans evolved from other life forms. You see, he believes that since evolution is the central unifying principle of biology, as he states, someone who rejects evolution can't be a good doctor. You see, this professor says creationists commit malpractice because, quote, good scientists would never throw out data that don't conform to their expectations or beliefs. And yet he later writes about, quote, the fact of human evolution, even if all the details are not yet known, end of quote. My good friend Dr. David Menton of our staff, who taught for more than 30 years at a well-known medical school, has debunked the claim that doctors must believe in evolution. There's no medical discovery that depends on evolution.
Many times we'll get that accusation that there are no real scientists who believe in creation, but we'd like you to hear an interview between Ken Ham and our astronomer Dr. Jason Lyle. For your gift of any size, we'll send you this audio CD after you call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS.